The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Finding your sense of your body, arriving here, this arriving is really that turning of the mind towards meeting experience, being available for what's already happening, being available for what's here. Rather than being caught in our thoughts about what should be or shouldn't be, ideas about the past or the future, allowing the mind to really land here in a very simple way. Just how is this body? Is it tense or at ease? How is the mind? Is it calm or agitated? And then just opening to how it is as a way to begin our practice, beginning by meeting what's here, meeting what's already here. You may find it's possible, the more I practice, the more I find this is available. And as I do meet, orient to what's here, whatever's happening, that meeting begins to shift the experience, just the meeting, just that opening to, oh, this is what's happening. It's like the mind can relax a little bit with that. Not with any particular agenda to change what's happening, but just to open to acknowledge, yes, this is what's happening. This is actually the beginning of how equanimity is cultivated. Opening to what's here without resistance, without holding on. This is what's true in this moment. As we open to what's true in this moment, exploring the possibility of allowing it to be as it is. Another expression in a way of equanimity, that allowing capacity of mind. Sometimes that allowing is available through just a simple reminding ourselves, it's okay to be with what's here. It doesn't mean we have to agree with it or disagree with it. But it is an acknowledgement that what is here is here. So sometimes that Allowing can be available by just remembering, of recalling that. It's okay. At other times, there is resistance that's coming up with what's here. There is holding on. There's either clinging or pushing away. Am I not simply allowing it to flow through, but some kind of contraction around the experience? And then there is the possibility of like broadening the mind. Can it be okay? Can it be allowed that there is resistance in the mind? That there is holding on? That's another step into the practice of cultivating equanimity. We explore open to what is not equanimity. And in the paradoxical way, that very opening to and allowing of resistance or holding. Oh, what's happening? Is there something going on that I don't like? There's something difficult and I don't like it. That is what's happening. If the mind can allow that in a somewhat bigger container, then it might get a taste of that quality of okayness with what is, which includes the resistance. And so just keeping it simple in the practice. Opening to what's here. Maybe it can be allowed, and there can be a taste of that okayness, that ease. If there is some resistance, maybe that can be allowed too. So how are you in this moment? What's true for you in this moment? Can the mind recognize this is what has come to be? This is already here. As we drop resistance to what is already here, it can free up the energy of resistance to allow the mind to more skillfully step into the next moment, meeting the next moment.